You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today, we're talking about endocannabinoid support. We tend to think of endocannabinoid support in association with CBD. One of the country's most reputable makers of CBD products, CB Sciences, has embarked on an entirely new program. They've got still got the great CBD products, which I'll continue taking and recommending. But they've also created a Plus Health line. They've launched three new products, Clarity Gummies, Peace Gummies. We talked about them in part one. And a new formulation, Reshape Gummies for metabolic balance. Now, the context for that is, I think a recent survey, and this is a very, very dire warning for America, showed that a mere low double-digit percentage of Americans, I think it was something like 12%, were actually in metabolic balance. I'd like to think I'm in metabolic balance. I don't have high blood pressure. I'm not diabetic. I guess I'm kind of a rarity for, you know, the plus 65s. But unfortunately, the majority of Americans are not in metabolic balance. So talk to us a little, Maggie, about what is involved in metabolic balance and why is that such a challenge?
Well, I mean, I think it's a multitude of things, from our stress levels to our diets to our lack of motivation to not having enough time, the cost of healthy food and everything in between. But when we look at products that have tried to address metabolic health, at least in my time on this earth, they've been heavily driven to fat burners, central nervous system stimulators, things that are going to almost make you so jittery you don't have an appetite.
Like ephedra, things like that. Yeah.
Things like that. Yeah.
They're kind of basically, they're like weight loss pills, but they try to emulate some of the worst characteristics of old fashioned weight loss pills they used to dispense to folks in the 1950s, basically putting them on speed to help their, you know, curb their appetite and speed up their metabolism.
For an extra 75 to 150 calories a day.
Yeah.
So not very effective, but it's what people historically have used. Mm-hmm. But when we really get into why do we have metabolic syndrome as a country, why is our blood pressure high? Why is our liver fatty? Why are we storing more than we're burning? Why?
Right.
We find that it has very little to do with thermogenics and stimulating the central nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
We have some imbalances in what's going on in the discussion between the gut and the brain.
Right.
We have some things going on in the brain itself.
The microbiome really plays an important role in mediating metabolism.
Yeah. Huge. We have the reality that people tend to yo-yo, and when we lose weight, we often are losing large percentages of muscle, and that muscle is so hard to put back on. So every time somebody goes down, they lose muscle, but then they gain it back. They're typically not gaining it back in muscle. They're gaining it back in fat.
Which is the drawback of these GLP-1 drugs, you know, the Ozempics and the Wegovys and the Mounjaros, Zepbound and so on. Because you know, you can lose scads of weight, but unfortunately, it's often accompanied by significant muscle loss. And that's muscle you can't retrieve because that's hard won. And as you age, it gets harder and harder to gain muscle.
Very hard. A lot of work goes into it. A lot of work goes in it just to maintain that muscle after the age of 40, let alone trying to get it back. So there's a lot of factors that are working against us. And so this product, the way that it works is we wanted to address as many of those underlying issues as possible. So there's ingredients in here to return us to insulin sensitivity. Many people in this country are insulin resistant. Their bodies aren't processing it well. That's a marker for prediabetes, but it also typically is where we see that belly fat spread first happen. And when
high triglycerides, perhaps low HDL.
High triglycerides, but also setting us up for some pretty unfun hormone situations. Perimenopause, menopause is harder if we're insulin resistant.
Yes.
As men, that can affect testosterone levels if our bodies are in that pre-diabetic state. So that can be unfun. We also see that many of us at the microbiome level, in a perfect world, we have an abundance of a type of bacteria called bacteroidetes, or bacteroids, I've heard some people call them.
I say bacteroides.
Okay, bacteroidetes.
You say tomato, I say tomato. I mean, whatever. Some of these words, you know, it's like.
But they're the ones we want.
Right.
Bacteroids or bacteroides, we love them because they make us fat burners. Most Americans today instead have a high level of Firmicutes. Firmicutes, I've heard. And those are not so good ones. They want us to store fat. They can be very problematic. And they're usually seen alongside excess candida, which it causes its own metabolic disasters on top of a whole bunch of other health issues. And then we also have an issue with at the microbiome level that when we have dysbiosis of the gut, there's a lot of inflammation, maybe too many bad bacteria, not enough good bacteria. That starts to negatively affect the L cells. And when we negatively affect the L cells, we start to limit the body's production and utilization of its own GLP-1.
Okay, so the L cells are located in the intestine?
In the gut, yes. They're in the intestine. We also make GLP-1 in the brain. But the most abundant production of our own GLP-1 is made in those L cells.
Okay.
And if we're not in a good state in gut health, we're not making enough GLP-1. And that can affect a few areas. So GLP-1 right now, everybody's really focused on it for Wegovy and Ozempic and all of those things. Mm-hmm. Those are macro doses that Big Pharma has grabbed onto to give us really fat weight loss, really, really, really quick and really intense.
And they're unphysiologic because when you take an injection, you get a continuous surge in the production of GLP-1, which is kind of unnatural because we go through a circadian rhythm, you know, during the day of, you know, when we eat, we release some of these things and they have an appetite regulating effect, supposedly. Yeah, very small fraction of what you get.
Along with other peptides and other compounds that the body uses in conjunction to help us work better. And we don't see that in the pharma side. But if we can help the body make its own GLP-1, we get improved insulin resistance or improved insulin sensitivity.
Sensitivity we want,
Sensitivity. We see that we actually lose weight, but hold on to that lean muscle mass if we're producing it in the gut and in the brain properly. One of my favorite is that ghrelin and leptin, which is our fat satiety, I'm full signals. They only work if GLP-1 is present in adequate supply. They're a little threesome and they need each other. So this will help create those satiety cues, I've had enough. We also see that with GLP-1, when we don't have enough, we're more likely to have dopamine-seeking habituation issues. So compulsive eating, gambling, compulsive purchasing on Amazon. So this can kind
of gratification, kind of the hedonistic impulse.
Too much social media. So this can kind of break that cycle also of that pleasure seeking because we're stressed and overwhelmed and not sleeping enough. And then, so it's the OEA. The OEA is a fatty acid mediator.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's one, you know, I got to say, I think I have a pretty broad and deep, understanding of the whole repertoire of natural substances, but that's one that I haven't really acquainted myself with. So OEA, I'm going to try and pronounce it. It's oleoyl ethanolamide. Yeah.
Yeah. Did I nail it? Perfectly.
It actually sounds a little bit like phosphatidylethanolamide or PEA. Is it any relationship?
PEA, it is very palmitoyl ethanolamide.
Palmitoyl, very pump. Okay.
Yeah. So, it is the same. It's basically not the same molecule, but it's a fatty acid mediator.
Similar. Okay.
Similar to PEA. Yeah. So
that's a novel ingredient. I have not seen that used in anything. So what's it is. What is that the secret sauce in this?
It is the secret sauce. And I'm hoping since Relief was successful, we put our
I love that product. I love
that. I do too. Really,
or I use it for, recovery from workouts because it's really good for, aches and pains. It kind of raises your pain threshold and I think it facilitates recovery.
100%. And it keeps the immune system strong.
It's a gummy.
And capable of recovering.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's for immune recovery too. Yeah. I like the product.
It's fantastic. That's my favorite product we sell currently.
Okay. So that's the Relief product.
That was the
which
Relief.
But that's got CBD in it. So let's come back to.
And the CBDA. So myself and a few of the other people who are more in the science, we also are the ones who are in the field and we're seeing new trends and kind of trying to get ahead of them.
Right.
We've been trying really hard for years to get CV Sciences to embrace fatty acid mediators because they are compounds the endocannabinoid system makes. Mm-hmm. In a perfect world, we'd make enough of them. Most of us don't live in that perfect world. We're not making them. So let's supply the body with what it needs. But they've I understand the reason. They were hesitant to go outside of CBD. So the first fatty acid mediator we tried was the PEA and Relief. We combined that with phytocannabinoids.
Right.
People got excited and they were interested in PEA. They wanted to learn about that. And so that kind of paved the way for us to be able to push through a fatty acid mediator product and reshape without any phytocannabinoids. My hope is that it will work as well as the research indicates it should. Mm-hmm. The first few people who have gotten trial bottles have told us that they have better appetite control. They're feeling just better digestion overall. They feel how we've had a few people who've told us that it's almost too good for blood pressure regulation and they're going to have to start getting off of their medication. That's something to know about berberine. I think it's a wonderful thing, but it is also something to know about berberine. It does lower blood pressure. So if you're on a blood pressure medication, this supplement may not be the one for you, or even better, it may be an option to work with your practitioner and get you off of that blood pressure medicine because this may work better as an alternative.
You're talking about the OEA or the berberine?
For berberine. I wanted to just, when I was talking, it made me think about the blood pressure thing. And while it was hot in my head, I wanted to make sure I told your listeners.
So we covered OEA because that's the unique ingredient. And so that works at brain level or gut level?
OEA works on both. It's working within the endocannabinoid system at the gut. It's one of the constituents responsible for switching the gut bacteria from the Firmicutes, which stores that into the, you call it? The bacteroids?
Bacteroides? Because
Bacteroides. It makes it bacteroides rich. It's also the compound that's helping us hold on to our lean muscle mass when we lose weight. It's bringing down inflammation in the gut, making it more hospitable to the good bacteria. And then it's also helping the L cells in the gut create adequate levels of GLP-1.
Is there any place where our listeners can go to get a description of that?
We do. So on our website, we have a link to our scientist, Lex Pelger.
Okay. I've interviewed Lex on this program too. Yeah.
We also have him on our YouTube channel. So if you like YouTube better, you can go to CV Sciences on YouTube, and Lex is there also with that same video.
But be careful, because you're going to, if you read his stuff, you're going to go for a deep dive.
Oh, he is very deep.
Yeah.
But I will say, in this video, it's only like 5 minutes, and okay, he did his very, very best to make it real.
No, he's a good communicator. Right.
He did. He kept it. I feel like he didn't go too deep in this one.
Did he do a comic book on that? Because I know he's a comic book artist.
Not yet, but he may.
Writer.
You never know what's coming.
Okay. He's very creative. Okay. So, all right. So that's OEA, which OEA, is that correct?
OEA.
So keep your, put that on your radar screen, because that's a new ingredient, a relatively new ingredient that has some very interesting potential. Then there's a familiar ingredient, which is berberine. And I've used that in a formula called CM Core. And CM stands for cardiometabolic. I think it's a way for that product to be named without making a medical claim. Right. But in effect, it is a medical claim. It's a little bit of a way to get under the regulatory, wire. But so berberine, I used to think that berberine was an anti-diabetic thing, that it was a blood sugar regulator, pure and simple, that it got into the bloodstream and it somehow made you less insulin resistant. But it works a lot on the microbiome, and that may be one of the ways that it has a beneficial effect on metabolism, right?
100%. And berberine is kind of like a molecular Swiss Army knife of benefits to all metabolic, whether we're looking at, like you said, blood sugar regulation, or we're looking at cardiovascular, or we're looking at microbiome support.
Okay. So that is a plausible ingredient in a metabolic formula.
100%.
What else is in Reshape?
There's a little bit of cinnamon in there.
Okay.
A little bit of thermogenic action. It has a little bit of an effect on blood sugar regulation, making us a little bit more insulin sensitive. Also, seems to be a good friend with berberine. They seem to like each other.
Mm-hmm. Good. It's a synergistic ingredient. And so that runs the gamut of the...
That's the three ingredients. And it's a capsule product in this one. This one is not gummy. It's a capsule.
And the reason being probably because berberine is a little grody to chew on, right?
Yes, it's very bitter.
It's bitter, very bitter. Yeah. Right.
Really, the things that are best for our metabolism typically are.
And bitter is a satiety signal in the gut, because we actually have taste receptors, not just on our tongue, but within our gut. But we don't taste things in the gut, but there is a endocrine impact of bitter on some of the compounds like GLP-1 and, these VIP intestinal peptide, which is, has an impact on satiety. So good stuff. Okay. So we've got the three products. We've got the Reshape, the metabolic balance. We've got the Clarity gummies, focus and cognitive support. We've got the Peace gummies, which is for daily calm and relaxation. And do you have any other things on the drawing board?
Yes. There is a fatty acid mediator for sleep that we are looking at, a melatonin-free sleep product.
Well, okay.
That we looks like it's a go. We also launched the new line of Aura products, which we're back on the phytocannabinoid side with that. It's higher THC, lower CBD.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who do want to have, as I call, a little festival feeling on a Friday night, but they've found that dispensary cannabis is just too strong for that.
Much too strong.
It's a gentle, fun, social.
Doesn't the current Reserve lineup of CV Science products address that? It's got a little more THC. It's a little stronger,
more
robust.
It has a little bit, but the goal with Reserve was to do better, not altered. We really didn't want you to feel a psychoactive response with Reserve. It was to give you the health benefits that take place in THC before the psychoactive response hits. Once we launched Reserve, we had a lot of people, believe it or not, the 55 to 80 year old age group who were like, I really love this Reserve, but I would also like something that's a little stronger for nights and weekends. But the stuff in the dispensary is just too strong for me. I wake up, I still feel too out of it, or it makes me feel dizzy or nauseous or whatever. This was created to give a bit more of a night weekend feeling, but not be so overwhelming that it's not enjoyable for the person anymore.
Okay. Not for your junior high school
definitely,
you know, son or daughter, but you know, for mature audiences only.
Mature audiences who need a little bit more and maybe moved away from alcohol, maybe don't want to have to embrace stronger substances.
By the way, that is a thing.
It's a huge
thing
right
now.
The move
away from alcohol.
Yeah.
And people are looking for an alternative, not so much to get stoned, but to have that gentle sedating effect to take the place of that, you know, get home from work, kind of settle down afternoon.
They want to giggle and laugh and maybe just kind of take the edge off, but they don't want to be hungover. They don't want the negative effects to their liver or their brain or their mental health. So,
and with new evidence that alcohol in no amount is beneficial. I mean, they used to say, oh, you know, have a drink or two every night because it's heart healthy. That's been dispelled. So I think a lot of people who had that notion that like, oh, you know, I enjoy it and it's so good for me, getting resveratrol, whatever, you know, from the Pinot Noir, they're discovering that, you know, maybe it's ultimately not so good because it increases the risk for cancer, for stroke, for cardiovascular disease. And so I think you in your category, I think it's an emerging trend that people are looking for, you know, mild mood regulating compounds that are safer and without negative health consequences.
Yes, they definitely are. And so we're going to see how that avenue goes. So we're not completely divesting from phytocannabinoids.
No.
We're still making phytocannabinoid-rich formulas and moving forward in novel formulation there. Right. But we definitely see our future being equal phytocannabinoid and then novel ways to affect the cannabinoid systems without cannabis.
Well, I'm excited that you're not just resting on your laurels, that you're continually doing R&D and developing new products. But remind us of some of the products, because, you know, we've got CBD in virtually all forms, from low dose gel caps to higher dose gel caps to gummies. There's the combination formulas that I like. There's the sleep. There's the calm, you know, which were I found under the counter. You know, I guess they keep stuff that's valuable under the counter, right? They don't want people to like swipe the stuff. So it's right under the counter when you're in the health food store.
But you're right in there. Yeah. So. Yeah. You, like you said, we have the calm, the sleep,
and the relief,
which is pain, immune, and recovery. Mm-hmm. We have the sleep formula from the Reserve line, which is the really small amounts of THC. Mm-hmm. That Reserve sleep product is for like the really resistant, nothing works for me. That product will work. It works very effectively. We also have the THC-free CBD line for people who just don't do well with THC or cannot.
Some people are very sensitive, sensitive to the effects of THC.
Yeah. We have a CBD for everybody, like you said. We have pet products.
Yes.
The liquid, the soft gels, but we also just launched two new chews in the pet line. So we have a calming care for like fireworks, going to the vet, car rides.
Yeah,
if you have an anxious power breed who's just kind of crazy.
And I think, by the way, that pet line, it sounds a little frivolous, but actually I think it's very validating because, you know, humans are so prone to placebo, you know, like I take a sleep thing and I go, oh, this is really going to help me. And, you know, it's a little bit of a placebo effect. You know, I believe and therefore it works. But with an animal, they have no idea. They have no idea. They just take it and the effect is very objective and very real. There's a calmative effect, you know, for animals that are agitated or, you know, subject to stressful conditions. Like, we actually ran an ad campaign right before the 4th of July, which I think was successful for you, where we, you know, urge people to get the chews for the calm chews, I guess they're called, for their dogs. There's also the other type of chews, which are, you know, animals. So many animals have inflammatory problems. There's certain breeds that are highly prone to inflammation. I think German Shepherds have hip problems, and certain breeds they just don't do well. Cannabinoids have such an anti-inflammatory effect, akin in some ways to fish oil, but in a slightly different pathway, it really does help animals, and they walk better, they're more mobile. It does make a difference. So, I mean, it stands to reason that humans, with their osteoarthritis so pervasive, that CBD and these types of products could be an accoutrement to your daily supplement program. So we're not talking about stuff just to get you high, for sure.
No, there's a time and a place for that, but 99% of the things we sell is for wellness. Indeed. We're trying to help your body's system work more effectively so that you can just feel better physically, mentally, and emotionally.
And apropos, there's also topicals, which are interesting too, because if I have a, you know, sore muscle, a little bit of a strain, I'll rub that stuff in, and within, it doesn't work instantaneously, but within hours, there's a soothing relief. So much better than some of these, I used to put like these menthol things, sometimes with a little salicylate in there. Maybe that it felt good to put it on, but I actually think there's a more lasting, real effect from the penetrance of that stuff deep into your tissues if you rub it in.
Yeah, CBD is affecting the receptors for a 48-hour half-life is basically what you get. So it's staying around a lot longer than just the camphor and menthol.
Exactly. All right. So I think we run the gamut. Congratulations on your new launch. We'll get the word out. And, we want to let our listeners know that we've got a special offer if you want to try some of these products. Give us some feedback. See if they work for you. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman, where you will be prompted to enter coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. I think that's a very generous offer. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Check out Reshape capsules for metabolic balance, Clarity gummies, focus and cognitive support, and Peace gummies for daily calm and relaxation. And, send me some samples because I want to test drive these.
Well.
I mean, they're so new that I haven't even been able to try them. But I got to say, I'm not a great case for the Reshape capsules or the metabolic balance. But I'm sure I can find a family member who is interested in that.
There's somebody who needs one.
For sure.
Unfortunately, the statistics speak for themselves.
Yeah, if it's like 7 or 8 out of 10 Americans, surely someone, you or someone in your family can benefit. So yeah. Thanks.
And I mean, I even see application like in my own life. I don't have weight to necessarily lose, but I am 45 and I'm moving into perimenopause.
Yes. And that's a challenge.
I'm thinking instead of two, maybe one. Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense for keeping L cell function prop, like doing what it needs to do, just kind of maintaining things as I get older. It makes sense.
Yeah. Short of injecting yourself with Govi, I think it's, pretty conservative way of addressing metabolism.
Yeah. Naturopaths have been giving microdoses of GLP-1 alongside other peptides for years.
Indeed.
So it makes sense to me. But it was lovely chatting with you, and by the way,
I want to commend you on your communication skills, because you're taking some of these difficult concepts and you're really boiling them down to news that you can use for our listeners. So great stuff.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
That's Maggie Frank, who's National Educator for CV Sciences, makers of Plus CBD Oil. Their website, pluscbdoil.com, but you can get our special offer of 30% off at pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.